Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. We want to welcome you to the Easter service of His Tabernacle Family Church. This is the second service. And first service, wow, packed right out. There'll be more folks coming on in. We just want to say thank you so much for being with us. You are going to love it. Turn to someone and say, you are going to love the service. I'm not just saying that. You see, they don't ever tell me what the dramas are until I get to see them when you get to see them. And I was like, wow, this is the best we have ever had in 21 years. So you're going to have a phenomenal time. I don't know about you. I'm excited. Jesus rose from the dead. How about you? Muhammad is still in the grave. Buddha is still in the grave. We can go through all the different religions of the world. They're still in the grave. But there's only one who said, I'm getting up on the third day. And I want you to know there's one who got up on the third day, and his name is Jesus. Can you stand to your feet and give Jesus a shout this morning and say, Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross, raising from the dead. You are a good God and greatly to be praised. This is Pastor Rhonda. She wants to welcome you.
Amen. It is a great day to be in the house of the Lord and such a privilege to be able to celebrate the resurrection power. And there is power in our unity in celebrating today. We are all here together to celebrate the resurrection power, which is our salvation, our peace, our healing, and being made whole. So while we are in unity, those things are going to happen in the house today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for the cross. Thank you for everything that you do for us. You are an awesome God. And it is our joy today to come in and celebrate you and to lift you up and to honor you. We love you so much, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord, amen.
Can I hear an amen? Amen. Let's worship together.
Jesus name. Come on, clap with us. Come on. If you know that Jesus is victorious, just clap with us.
Say to all the guests, thank you so much for being in the house of God. Today, you've made Jesus happy. You need to know that. God loves that you're in his house. It's not a church. It's not just a church building. We're meeting in the house of God where we get to come and celebrate his name, celebrate his victory, celebrate that God has won over death and the grave. Amen. On your way back to your chair this morning, can you go meet five folks that you don't know yet? Come on now. Make sure you're not going to be a snob today. Go find somebody you don't know. Shake their hand and say, good morning. I'm so glad you're in the house of God. Come on, go find somebody. Come find somebody. Tell them good morning. Welcome to Resurrection Sunday.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. It's time to head back to your seats and get ready for this morning's announcements.
His Tabernacle, do you know what I've always wondered? Why do we have Next Steps? Why do we have all of these classes? The reality is, if I want to make more money, I should learn new skills. If I want to learn how to treat people better, I should learn how to interact with people. Whatever I want a knowledge of to apply to my life, I need to learn it and I need to take actionable steps. And that's what we call Next Steps. Every single Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we have step one and two right here in Horseheads. Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. in Horseheads. Thursday nights at 6 o'clock in Ithaca, and 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock right here for all of the Next Steps class. For more information, you can go to histabernacle.com. We'd love to get you signed up, connected, and growing in your relationship with Christ.
Hey, are you new here at His Tabernacle? We have a class just for you to help you get connected and learn more about our church. Every single Sunday, we have Growth Track that happens at 9:30 to 10:30 here at the Horseheads campus. Make sure you come out and discover what God can do through you.
Hey, everybody. Our next baptism service is April 28th. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be so powerful. Get signed up in the foyer and get your breakthrough.
Hey, Kevin, what's in the pot?
It's Kevin's Malone famous chili. The secret is undercooking the onions so everyone gets to know each other in the pot.
Well, why not just get to know each other in groups?
Can I bring my chili?
Most definitely. All right, man, I'll see you later in groups.
Yeah.
Join a group. Turn to someone next to you and say, you got to join a group. That's right. Over 50% of the His Tabernacle now are part of groups, and that means you're building relationships other than just being in church on a Sunday morning. Look at all the children. I want to give a shout out to Pastor Aaron. Pastor Aaron, come here, please. Pastor Aaron is the children's pastor of His Tabernacle Family Church. He pastors on average about 280 children per month that come through the doors every single Sunday morning, plus another 125 children we bus in every single Wednesday night to get ministry as well. And I just want to thank God for Pastor Aaron and his team. You're tremendous people. Amen. Are you ready to hear the children sing? I said, are you ready to hear the children sing?
I'm
Come on, give him a hand clap. Give him a shout. You know as well as I do, if you were up here, you'd be cowering, all quiet. Great job. Yes, 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 yes. What's that? Really? Nana was watching you? Wow. Everybody watched, you watch all the kids staring up. There's a TV up here. They're watching themselves in the TV. They like that. Carly, Harley, your dress is beautiful, honey. Very good. I just want to say thank God for the children. You know what's important is, can I also get a big hand of applause for all the parents that are out there? Do you realize as parents you have chosen to not raise a churchless generation? We're in the process now of a whole churchless generation. So can we give all the parents in the house one more hand clap? You've chosen to raise your children in the house of God. Thank you. God will use your children to bring glory to his name. I don't know about you, that brings quite a bit of excitement. Today, I'm excited to let you know that next week is Baptism Sunday. You don't want to miss that. That is always a great time of God's Spirit being poured out, and just the presence of God is thick. Also, what we're preaching next Sunday, we've been on a series on relationships. Everybody say, next level relationships. The next level relationships we've been talking about is the first week, the difference between how men and women think. The second week is what women need. This next Sunday is what men need. Men, you want your wives to be here. Amen. If you are single, why would you need this? Because you want to get this down before you say I do. Amen. So you don't have trouble. How many of you know that you get married, you get trouble anyways? But the less trouble, the better. Amen. So next week is we're going to be doing a message on what men need. Then the week after that, we're doing something we've never done before, and that is we're going to be doing a question and answer panel for relationships. So if you have a question, you want to send your emails to histab, H-I-S-T-A-B, at histabernacle.com, or call the office, get on our Facebook, bring in the questions. We're going to be able to answer those questions on how to bring your relationship and maybe the trouble that you're having to the next level of goodness with God. Amen? We're so blessed that you're here, and today I just want to say that as the pastor of the church, my wife and I, that we are so honored that you've come to the house of God. And I just want to welcome all the guests. If you're a guest in the house, can you just slide your hand up real quickly? We just want to celebrate you. Celebrate, celebrate. Can you celebrate the guests that are around you? Amen. Thank you. Want to welcome all of our live stream from all around the world. Literally all around the world, they're watching us right now. Thank you so much for being with us. We also just want to say that you should come three times. Everybody say three times. Your first time to His Tabernacle is, oh my, oh my, oh my. Second time is, that's not bad. Third time, you can never go back to the quiet church. Amen. We're just trying to get you ready for heaven. Heaven's not going to be a quiet place. Amen. It's going to be shouting and dancing when you see Jesus for the very first time. It's going to be awesome. This morning, we're getting ready to receive the morning tithes and offering. And if you're our guest, this is not for you. This is for the church family, that this is their home. I want to remind you that tithing is the will of God. You know, when you enter into the principles of tithing, sowing and reaping, you'll always find God's blessing in your life. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, all the church wants to do is get money out of your pocket. No, 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 no. You've got that all wrong. We want to get money into your pocket. Because when you understand the principles of tithing, sowing, and reaping, God said that he'll bring addition to your life. Increase comes when we obey God. It's not getting money out. It's getting money in. Can I hear an amen? Some of you need to sow a resurrection seed this morning. Some of you got something that's dead in your life, whether it be a dream, whether it be a relationship, whether it be physical, something going on in your life. And God will prick your heart to sow a resurrection seed for a resurrection harvest. Amen? So I challenge you to sow this morning. I challenge you. If you've never tithed, it's a great day to start tithing on Easter Sunday morning. Amen? So let's all stand to our feet. We have two places that you can give. right behind the television camera. There'll be folks there that will receive your offering, as well as on the front of the altar. So we bring our tithes to the offering, to the Lord, so you don't feel like you're being shaken down in your seats. Amen? Are you ready to make our supernatural declaration? How many believe the Bible is true? There's not a lot of folk. I said, how many believe the Bible is true? Then shout it out loud with me. If I obey, I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse, and I'm blessed in my basket. Come on now, the blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I said, I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and give your tithe and offering to the Lord.
The resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free in Jesus' name. I will live, I will not die, I will declare and lift you high. Christ revealed, and I am healed in Jesus' name. And I will live, I will not die, the resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free in Jesus' name. And I will live, I will not die, I will declare and lift you high. Christ revealed, and I am healed in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. I was so blessed this morning. If I could have Mackenzie Coe, Minister Mackenzie Coe, please come forward. This is Minister Mackenzie Coe. She is over all of our... She's grown up here. We are so proud of her. Now she's over all of the worship of His Tabernacle Family Church. She's very gifted. This production you're about to see was completely written by her hands. I was not that I'm shocked that you're not good, but wow, it is so good. Does this make you uncomfortable? Do you want to go back down?
Sure.
No. Mackenzie, how old were you when you started coming to this church?
Like 12, maybe.
12 years old. Then she started working on the worship team, the youth worship team. From there, she actually has completely taken over all of the praise and the worship ministry of His Tabernacle Family Church. She's not just over the praise and worship of His Tabernacle Family Church, but we also have campuses. We have a campus in Ithaca. They're having service right now. We also, actually, they had their very first, for the very first time, two services in Ithaca. So they've been so full, we had to go two services. She's over the worship up there. She's also over the worship. We're starting a new campus June 2nd in Mansfield, Pennsylvania. We're also, she'll be sent down to Mexico. We have four churches in Mexico. We're going to be sending her to Mexico this year. She doesn't know that yet. We also have a campus in Canada. We'll be sending, I don't know if we're going to send you to Canada or not. But we also have a campus in Kentucky. And we are just so blessed that she is such a powerful woman of God. You are going to adore this drama. It is going to challenge your spirit. Some of you, it's going to just literally, God's going to get in your heart and twist you right. Amen? What's the name of it?
The Truth Exposed.
Da-na-na. The truth exposed.
I just got to get out to the Middle East now to our correspondent there, Leland Vitter, where you may be aware that Iran has been conducting some war games in the Straits of Hormuz, which are a critical waterway through which something like a fifth or a sixth of the world's entire oil supplies.
Can't put this off any longer. Might as well just get it over with. What? There's no way I owe this much. There's got to be some kind of mistake. Let me check my bank account balance. $75 in miscellaneous fees? Oh, there's got to be a joke. Should have listened to my dad. Read everything before you sign your life away, kid. Hello?
Yes, Miss Johnson, we've gotten your test results back, and unfortunately, we found something. We need to see you immediately tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Anything you have planned for tomorrow should be rescheduled for a later day. We'll explain everything in the morning.
I thought you said these were just precautionary measures and everything was going to be all right.
I said the likelihood of these tests coming back negative was high. But that is no reason for that there was no reason for concern unless we found something. Now don't eat anything until tomorrow afternoon, and when we're done with the other test, get some rest, and we'll see you first thing in the morning.
All right, thank you.
Okay, don't panic, Jane. Everything's going to be fine. It could be anything. I mean, doctors always make everything seem worse than it really is, right? I'm sure whatever they found is... Who am I kidding? You know what runs in the family. Okay, just don't tell Mom yet, because then she'll be freaking out, and you know how she always feels a little faint and needs to sit down whenever something slightly inconvenient comes up. You just have to call your boss, let him know you'll need a personal day, and... Dang it! I don't have any more personal days. Maybe Sherry will cover my shift. That is, if she didn't figure out you're the one who ate the last granola bar off her desk. Whatever. I'm sure she'll say yes. Come on, where are you, Keys? Just want to get some fresh air and something to eat. Dang it! You can't eat anything yet. Dang it! What am I going to do with the kids tomorrow? You know you can't ask their father to take them. That would be too short a notice and asking too much of him. Mom's on vacation. I don't have any money for a babysitter. It's spring break, so they don't even have school. Unbelievable.
Can't anything go my way? Oh, I need to call someone before I actually go crazy. Lisa, please pick up.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, no. I know that voice. Jane, what's wrong?
Do you remember how I had to go to the doctor the other day and they were running those tests?
They found something, didn't they?
Yes, it's bad news. I think I'm actually going to go crazy.
Okay, calm down. What do you need me to do?
Take me far, far away, where I never have to think about anything ever again.
This is serious. Whatever you need, I'm here for you.
Well, I have have to be at the doctor's at 7 a.m., and I don't have anyone to watch the kids.
Bring them on over. Seriously, I don't mind. Just make sure Jace has extra diapers. Last time I babysat him, he blew through all my pull-ups. What a nightmare.
I know he did. I'm sorry. Oh, you're a lifesaver. Thank you so much. Hey, I forgot to ask you. I wanted to talk to you.
For the last time, no. Listen, I love you, and I'd do anything for you. But I really don't have time for your church. You know, I have had awful things that happened to me as a kid.
This church is different. I mean, everyone's really nice. They have groups, and it's a lot of fun stuff to do. It's not like
listen, you've called me like 17 times this week. Maybe you should call on Jesus or whatever, see what he can do. You've been going to church for years. Maybe he'll show up for you this time. If he does, let me know so I can give it a try. Oh, sorry. That was so rude. Listen, I know you're under a lot of stress right now. What, with your kid's dad and all? You know, just focus on yourself.
All right, I'm going to try to do that.
I'm going to put the kids to bed. I'll be up early. So if you need me, just come on over.
I will. Thanks, Lee. You're the best.
No problem, sweetie. See ya.
Bye. God, where are you in all of this? You know what? I haven't lived a perfect life. I made some choices that got me here. But I haven't done anything to deserve this. Is this some kind of punishment because I bullied Steven in high school? Are you trying to teach me a lesson by making me sick? Either way, I have done nothing to deserve you doing this to me. My kid's dad's a deadbeat. And they're getting old enough to ask questions. I have no idea how to answer. Every time I turn on the TV, there's some new disaster or politician lying or some new disease they found. And if you haven't noticed, I could really use your help in that area too. Drowning in bills. I have no one to talk to. I hate my job. And I keep losing my keys. And you, you're silent. I haven't asked to be rich or famous or any of those things. I just want peace for once. Is that too much to ask? You know what? I wonder if knowing you is really worth it. I mean, seriously, what really has changed? I really just need to get to bed. It's getting late. I'm sure I'll feel better in the morning. You know what? The kids and I did fall asleep watching Indiana Jones the other night. That's probably where all this is coming from. But why am I sweating? Ooh. Ooh, it's hot. Hello?
Ooh. Wow, I'm surprised you don't recognize me. But that's all right. You did kind of mention is it worth knowing me? So, it's all right, I get it.
I did?
Oh, you don't remember. All right, maybe this will shine some light on who I am.
I'm drowning in bills, I have no one to talk to, I hate my job, and you, You're silent. I haven't asked to be rich or famous or any of those things. I just want peace for once in my life. Is that too much to ask? You know what? Honestly, I wonder if knowing you is even worth it. I mean, what really has changed? It's getting late. I better get to bed.
Let's repeat that last part real quick, just to make sure, you know?
Honestly, I wonder if knowing you is even worth it. Worth it. Worth it.
Do you know what that sounds like to me?
I made a mess, you clean it up!
You know, you'd think I'd be used to this by now, you know, having so many children, but really it does get old.
Understand. What is going on? I don't understand. Why is there me praying, talking to you? I don't understand why my brain is doing this to me. You know what? I got an idea. I'm just going to get out of this. Okay. I can't even control my own dreams now?
No, this isn't a dream, Jane. I'm in control. Unless you don't want me to be. But for your sake, I'd try to take a moment and listen. Now, after hearing you last night, I decided to pay you a visit. All of that grumbling and complaining, I usually don't listen to those types of prayers. But I actually got excited when I heard you call out to me. It was literally the first time you've spoken to me in
229 days.
Hey, Gabe, why don't you tell our lucky contestant what she's won for outstanding consistency in our relationship?
Well, boss, it seems like she's won a lot of grace and a lot of mercy. But what she decides to do with that is completely up in the air. Hey, audience, what do you think she's gonna do? Do you think that Jane can get in right standing with the Lord? Come on and clap if you feel like Jane can get in right standing with the Lord. Well, Jane, it seems as if our studio audience is very high with you. What do you have to say to yourself? Well, folks, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know what the word says? In the presence of many words, sin is not lacking. You know, am I right? Am I right? Now tune in to the next episode to find out if Jane will surrender her life to Jesus, or she'll continue to live her life stuck in Egypt. This has been another exciting episode of
Stay Off That Throne!
You know, I'm not supposed to have a favorite angel, but man, that one's cute.
God?
The one and only. Although some people do worship false gods such as Netflix, their jobs, their friends and family, but you get the point.
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize what's been going on. I've just been struggling year after year with all these trials, God.
Hey, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Do you really think I'm unaware of everything that's been going on? You're my child. I love you. In this life, you will face tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Don't you see? You're trying to do everything in your own power. I have bills to pay. I have to find the kids a babysitter. I have to find a new job. I. You're worrying way too much. Cast your cares upon me because I care about you. It's me who has overcome the world. Me. So whatever world you have decided to create for yourself, you must sustain it when the storm comes. But whatever you submit to me and allow me to control, it now becomes my job and my responsibility to take care of it for you. Makes sense?
Yeah, it does. I guess I didn't realize how far away from you I've gotten. Now we got that cleared up. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, so where are we? If this isn't a dream, then what is it?
Oh, I took you back 2,000 years to see the crucifixion of my son or whatever.
What?
What?
I can't do that. Is this really necessary? I mean, I have kids and a job and responsibilities.
Are you going to learn that panic solves nothing? Now, when this is all over, you'll be back in your bed, in your home, ready to take on life as you know it. And yes, this is necessary. You need to be reminded of everything that my son has done and the victory you have even 2,000 years after it's happened. But I need to ask you, are you ready?
I'm ready.
In Pilate's court, where my son was sentenced.
Oh, can they see me?
No.
Hello?
Jane. Jane.
Hey. Ooh, she Jane. Looks mean.
Jane, they can't see you. Not a single one of them can.
I know I said I was ready and all, but this is just a little too real. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
This is not something that I choose to show everyone. But again, I wanted to remind you of everything that my son did and the victory that you still have today. There's too many people living in defeat, even though Jesus won it all for them. You don't have to live in fear, sickness, or poverty. Jesus defeated all of that for you. But I need to warn you, what you're about to see is not as pretty as what some churches have painted it to be.
What is your charge against this man?
We wouldn't have brought him before you if he wasn't a criminal.
That's right. Then take him away. Judge him by your own law. We are Romans. What do we have to do with Jewish law?
Only the Romans are permitted to execute someone.
That's right. Guards, yeah. Bring me Jesus. Are you the king of the Jews?
Is this question of your own, or because of what others have told you about me?
Am I a Jew? Your own people and their leading priests have brought you to me for trial. Why? What have you done?
My kingdom is not of this earth. And if it were, my people would have fought and to have kept me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world.
So you are king?
You say I'm a king. But I tell you the truth. I was born into this world to testify to the truth. And those that know and love the truth recognize that what I say is true.
And what is true? Just release this man. He's done no harm.
What? No. By our Jewish laws, he claims to be God?
Claims to be God. That's against the divinity of Caesar. Where are you from? This is blasphemous. That's totally blasphemous. Why don't you talk to me? Don't you realize that I have the power to release you or crucify you?
We want him flogged.
Flog this man.
Yes, yeah. Flog him.
Flog him.
We want him flogged.
All right, guards, very well. Have him sit outside and flog.
Yes,
let him
yes,
quit.
Flog him.
Flog him.
Flog him.
Flog him. Flog him.
Yes.
He's
alive. Wait. You mean to tell me that he knew Jesus was innocent in order to have him tortured anyways?
Yes, he thought he had no other choice.
I don't understand. All Jesus ever did was love people and heal them and take care of them. Why didn't he tell them people to leave Jesus alone?
He thought that by having my son flogged, that it would be enough to satisfy the people. He is a politician, after all. But it wasn't enough to satisfy the world.
I don't know if I can watch this.
Take heart, Jane. This is only the beginning.
Yes, flog him!
Flog him! He's
yes!
He deserves it! He's blasphemous!
Jewish flog!
Flog
him!
He's not him! We want him dead! Just flog him! Hurt him! Flog him! Yes! We want blood! We want blood! He's a blasphemer!
Flog him! Flog him!
All right. I'm going to bring him out to you now, but understand clearly, I do not find him guilty.
What? We don't want that man. We want Barabbas.
Yes, Barabbas.
Here's your man.
No.
We want Barabbas.
We want Barabbas. We don't want this blasphemous man.
No, we want Barabbas.
We want Barabbas.
Where are you from? Why don't you talk to me? Don't you realize I have the power to release you or crucify you?
You would have no power had it not been given to you from above. So greater is the sin of the one who has handed me over to you.
This man is guilty of no crime. What? But you Jewish people have a custom of asking me each year to release a prisoner at Passover. Do you want me to release this king of the Jews?
No! No! We want Barabbas! Can't you understand? He's blasphemous! Can't you understand this?
Very well. Have him turned over to be crucified.
Yes!
Crucify him!
Yes!
Crucify him!
Yes!
Wait a minute. They're right. Why didn't they take Barabbas? It's obvious what he did. Who is he anyways, God? He's a nobody.
Everything in the word has significance.
Many of you have overlooked me in this part of the gospel, but actually, I'm pretty significant. Hi, I'm Barabbas. I'm a thief and a murderer. I've been getting away with crimes all my life, and, well, until today, I got away with all of it. Like many of you, I haven't had the easiest past. I've had to fight for my spot in this world. Well, my choices have finally caught up to me. I'm supposed to be punished, die a sinner's death, and pay the price the law says I should pay. But just as I'm about to get what I deserve, this Jesus guy took my place. Yeah, I've heard of him here and there. Some people say he's a healer. Others say he's possessed. But I haven't heard one real thing he's done wrong. I haven't heard any stories of him hurting anyone. I mean, people see me, they pretty much know to check their pockets. But when Jesus came around, people surrounded him and followed him for days on end. I know it was the people that asked for me to be set free, but you saw it. He didn't even try to defend himself at all, almost as if he allowed it to happen, like he dared to choose the cross and take my place. Well, if you ain't figured it out yet, audience, I'm you. Jesus traded places with you, with me, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And just like me, you have the opportunity to walk away and continue your life as usual after receiving the knowledge of what Jesus has done for you. I made my choice. I'm going to walk away like I just happened to get lucky. But that's me. What will you do?
Wow, he's right. It's almost like Jesus allowed it to happen. How come he didn't fight back?
No one took his life. He laid it down and counted it all joy to go to the cross. He wanted nothing more than to free you from sin and sickness once and for all. He sweat blood knowing what he was about to endure. That with his death and resurrection, nothing would come between you and I if you kept my word. But not even the enemy can harm you if you have faith in Jesus.
I have been blaming you this whole time when there's a real enemy out there too.
Honestly. I forget about him too. Greater is you that's in me than he that's in the world.
If that's true, then why do bad stuff still happen?
Listen to me very carefully. The enemy is no match for me. But without me and my word leading you, he will chew you up and spit you out. As a matter of fact, he hates you. He hates you because you look like me, because you cannot be defeated when you understand and accept the truth of who Jesus is and the victory that he has. Anyway, there's still more for you to see. Price that was paid for your sins to be forgiven and your body to be healed. But I'm going to warn you, it's not going to be as glamorous as what some churches have painted it to be. The reality of what happened cannot be sugarcoated anymore. After today, you will understand the true meaning of sacrifice, what it is, and who it is. I am only doing this so you can hear and see who your true enemy is. You have 2 minutes.
Have you all right where I want you. And you don't even know it. I mean, I did it. I actually have you all blaming God for things that I've done. Oh, it really is funny watching God's heart break over a bunch of gullible, entitled, lazy children. I mean, really, all it takes is a little lie here, a little lie there, and bam, you lose your job. Bam, you get sick and stay sick. Bam, your marriage fails. Bam, you get offended. And then you leave church for 5 years. Come on! You're making my job way too easy. Please keep coming in agreement with your feelings. Keep accepting everything I throw at you. Just keep watering my seeds of doubt with your poisonous tongues. Please. But honestly, most of you, I don't even need to bother with. See, what you don't realize is for you to end up with me in hell, I don't need you to worship me. I don't. I don't need you to be a Satanist. I don't need you to be a murderer. I don't need you dancing around a pentagram, naked, sacrificing virgins. Although, it would be entertaining, but no. No, 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 for my will to be done. I just need you all to follow my example and worship yourselves. I can't even fathom the reason that he would go to the cross for you. He dies, right? He dies, raises from the dead, unleashes unlimited power for you to take back what I stole from Adam, and you just sit there. And it's kind of perfect for me, actually. The more nothing you do, the more my kingdom grows and expands, and it costs me nothing. Costs me absolutely nothing. Oh, and by the way, while we're at it, at least when the king is in the room, I have sense enough to acknowledge him and bow! But most of you can't even honor him with consistent church attendance. Just a bunch of spoiled kids who curse their father, might I add, every time they don't get their way. I know what he's done. Okay, I'm not stupid. I understand the victory that he's won. I know that I'm defeated, but do you believe it? I mean, even if you do believe it, it's not like many of you will venture out and tell anyone, will you? You're probably too afraid of what people will think, right? Typical church people. At least my sinners know what you're supposed to believe. At least the people of the world have made up their minds about the way they're going to live. You know he's just going to vomit you out of his mouth if you keep going back and forth between him and then me and then him and then me and then all the way to him and then just a little bit of me, but eh. Why take my word for it? I'm the father of lies, remember? But you know it's my absolute favorite? When you actually blame me for making you sin. Ah! Oh my gosh, it's the best! You don't even realize that I can't make you do anything. Honestly, I'm really not stronger than your flesh, but when you... Oh, man, when you give into its desires, you might as well be doing my will. You can make up your own decision once you see what he went through for you. But I can already guess what like 99.9% of you are going to do, but shh. My favorite part's coming up.
5 minutes? I gave you two and you took five? Hey, wait a second. Stop. Whoa, you almost hit me. Stop. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Did you hear what he just said? If you don't kill him, I'm going
to. No, stop. Jane. He's already defeated. You don't have to struggle. You don't even have to fight. You don't have to pay him any attention. You are more than a victor. Victor than whatever this guy is.
What does that mean? What does it mean to be more than a victor?
Picture this, right? You have the Olympics, right? What do you think goes into winning the Olympics, right? Training, diet, exercise, the whole nine. And when you finally win, they give you the gold medal. And you become the winner. That's what becoming more than a victor is, more than a conqueror. But with Jesus, you win so much more than just a medal, Jane. You win love, joy, peace, a plan and future for your life, prosperity, healing, and all victory over the enemy. Jesus knew you couldn't win something like that on your own, so he went and did it for you.
I just don't believe that he would do something like that for me.
And that's why you haven't had breakthrough.
I had no beauty or majesty to attract them to me.
Nothing in his appearance that we would desire him.
I was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, I was despised.
And we held him in low esteem.
I was oppressed and afflicted, but I didn't open my mouth. I was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he did not speak. By oppression and judgment, I was taken away. But who of my generation protested? I was cut off from the land of the living, and for the sins of my people, I was punished. I was assigned a grave with the wicked and given over to the same death as the greedy, though I had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in my mouth. And after I have suffered, I will see the light of life and be satisfied. For by my knowledge,
Jesus, the righteous servant, will justify many, and I will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils among the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and counted himself among the sinners. He bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Transgressions. I was crushed for your iniquities. The punishment that brought you peace was upon me. And by my wounds, you are healed. I could put my spirit
get up. Man, these last few days have been jam-packed, but man, was it worth it. Frank! That Judas kiss thing? Oh, it was beautiful.
Boss, I learned from the best.
Oh, stop it. Not really. I love it. Debbie, our numbers girl, how are we looking?
Well, since Jesus...
Don't say that name!
Okay. Since he died...
That's better.
Since he died, confusion has increased 40% among all Jews.
40%?
40%.
What else? What else? What else?
And not to mention, Gentiles have just skyrocketed. And within the next few days,
sickness
should completely take over the world.
Awesome.
That is, if the spirit of infirmity can keep up with all the death that's being spoken right now.
Boss.
Yes.
These people, they all just want sickness, just to take them over. Oh, my team has been so overwhelmed that they just can't even keep up with it.
I'm sure you'll figure something out.
Oh, boss, but you know what? I'm excited.
You're excited?
And I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted? Yes. You'll figure it out now.
Yes, sir.
Frank? How much temptation do you think you can whip up within the next 48 hours?
I can use one to tempt the many. Something with influence. A pretty girl.
Yes.
I'll throw a few offensive words in her insecure little heart. I'll make sure she's invited to a party. Let no mortal have an empty drink in hand.
What next?
And if we wait while they're all weak... They all fall deeper and deeper, and we win.
We win! We win! Oh, this is so great. I mean, with him out of the way, I can do whatever I want. What? What?
I am he who was alive and was dead. And now I am he who lives forever. I have taken the keys and the authority back from my people, and you can no longer harm them again. I win.
But they could still...
No, I win.
They'll never live for you!
Enough! I win.
Jesus won! He won! He won!
Jane, go out into the world and share the good news. Those that receive and believe in me shall be saved, and those that reject me will be condemned. But these signs will follow. You will speak in other languages. Demons will be cast out, and those that you lay your hands on will be healed.
I can never repay you. Thank you, Jesus.
Victory that overcomes the world is your faith. Just believe in me. Believe in me.
Cross. Thank you for the victory that you won for me. Thank you that I am forgiven and I am healed. Thank you for your blood that covers all of my sins. I'm no longer slave to sin, but I'm free. Thank you for your broken body that has healed me. Sickness and disease cannot be on me. Thank you that my life is not my own, but it was bought with a price. Jesus, thank you that everything might not look perfect right now, but I know that you are working all things out for my good. You are always working. You will continue to work if I believe. In Jesus, I believe. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bye.
The ashes of defeat,
the resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me.
Jesus won it all for you. He paid the price for you. We're not talking about religion today. We're not talking about joining a church. We're talking about knowing God. You see, the whole purpose for Christ dying on the cross was that you and I could have what Adam and Eve lost. That is that knowing God again, walking with Him and talking with Him. You see, the passion of heaven is you. The drive of God is you. That you would know Him. He simply said this, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." This morning, we don't have a religion. But I want you to know Christ. This cast put in hours and days and hours and days and weeks and months to do one thing, that you could hear the gospel of the truth. The Bible says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Right now, the Holy Spirit is all over you. Right now, the Spirit of God is descending upon you, touching you and drawing you, ministering to you, healing you, and even some of you setting you free. This one thing I know is that every one of us have to make a choice. You see, Lucifer was clear in his design. The Bible says don't be ignorant of his devices. They're the same. He wants us to worship us. But God demands us to worship him if we're going to serve him. You know, that day that Lazarus was raised from the dead, it's a powerful story. Jesus made a declaration. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes on me, though he die, yet shall he live. That day, Lazarus, a man dead 4 days, came out of the grave. What was amazing after that miracle that could not have been denied, there were still two groups of people. One group actually gathered around, and the Bible says they believed. The other group, even though they saw the miracle, went to the high priest to try to get Jesus crucified. Today you sat in a room where the story of the reality of Jesus Christ was depicted. You see, he is the only one that made the declaration. I'm going to die, and on the third day I'm going to raise. He didn't just say it, he did it. And in that, the power is this. We have a choice as we've seen the miracle. We have the choice to be the group that says, I want God. Or we can be that group of people that simply says, I'm going to serve me. Today, nobody can make a decision for you. A whole group of people in first service, man, they flooded the altar. Because Jesus spoke to their heart and said, I want you. And they surrendered and declared, even as it says in the word, the Bible says, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess on the earth, under the earth, and above the earth that he is Lord. I'm not going to wait till it's too late.
I want to serve God now. God didn't call you to serve him in weakness, but he called you to serve him in strength and in power and in authority. That's what Jesus won the victory for. But the first place to start is, do you know God? No, I didn't say know about him. I didn't say you're religious. I didn't say you go to church. I didn't say you were born with a religious tag your parents gave you. I'm talking, do you know God? And this is eternal life, that you may know the Father and the Son whom he has sent. There's not a lot of ways to heaven. There's only one way. The world teaches that there are many different religions and many different ways. As long as you're a good person and you're sincere, you can see Christ. I want you to recognize there's only one way to heaven. There's no other name under heaven which while you shall be saved, but by the name of Jesus. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Jesus made this declaration. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Today, you have an opportunity to know him, to have your sins washed away. But not just your sins washed away. You then get to participate with the life he already paid for. You can thwart sickness. You'll have power over sin. You'll have destiny and determination. You'll have authority and power. You'll cast out devils. You'll speak with new tongues. If you touch any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. And when you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And when you preach the gospel, God will use your life. The greatest thing you can do is bring people to heaven with you. If I could have the lights put on, please. And I could have everyone just bow your heads. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need him. I'm going to ask you to do something today, and that's a decision. Some of you have made it in the past, but maybe like her, you haven't prayed in years. You said the prayer as a child, but you haven't served God for years. Today is the day of salvation. Today is your moment to call on his name. For those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. This is about a relationship. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you want him in your life, I want you to slide your hand up right now. I want to pray with you. I know that Christ is going to set you free. Come on now. Get your hand right up. Thank you very much. In the back, I see your hand. Is there anyone else this morning? You need Jesus Christ. Yes, thank you very much, young lady. Anybody else this morning? You need Jesus Christ. Come on. Thank you very much. Come on. I'm not going to wait long. Come on. Come on. This is your moment. Come on. This is your moment. Don't let the enemy win your life. He has no right to you. He has no right to you. 5, 4, 3. Come on. Get your hand up if you want God. 2. Thank you, young lady. Last call. Thank you. Last call. Thank you. Thank you in the bank. Here it is. 1. Why do I count down like that? Because you don't honestly know that that might be your last one. Oh, don't try to scare me, Pastor. Listen, some are saved by fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Some of you need this, the hell scared out of you. The fact is not one of us know that we are going to have next week to give our hearts to the Lord. We are going to have, listen, somebody said to me, well, if I get in an accident, I'll just call out at the last moment. You don't know you'll have that chance. Do you want to know what's going to happen if you choose not to make that decision and you don't make the decision? With Lucifer in hell, this is what's going to happen. You're going to keep hearing this. 1. 1. And you'll know you made that choice on that last one. For if you don't choose Christ, you're still choosing. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody who raised their hands to be brave this morning. Can everybody turn to the person next to them and say this with me? Turn right to the person next to you and say this. If you didn't raise your hand, but you want to go forward, I'll go with you. I'm going to ask all those who raise their hand to accept Jesus Christ, get their heart right with God. Come right out of your chair. Meet me right up front right now. Come on. Clap. Come on. Come on. Come on. Give them. You know what it is to make that right. Come on. It's your moment. Don't let anybody steal this from you. If you didn't raise your hand, but you're ready, you want God, get on up here. Come on. Don't let that one echo in your life. Proud of you. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like us all in the whole sanctuary to bow your heads with me. Let's all pray together. Let's pray right out loud together. Jesus, I can't hear you. Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross for me and you rose from the dead and you took the keys of death and hell. I recognize right now by the conviction of the Holy Spirit that I need you to wash my sins away. God, I want you. I'm making a conscious decision. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Wash my sins away. I'm never going back to the world. I'm only running to you. So in Jesus' name, right now, I am born again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so proud of you. Can you give him a hand clap this morning? You know it, man. You walked this walk before. You know what it's like. Come on, don't let heaven outshout you. The Bible says when one gets right with God, all of heaven rejoices. Thank you. Make your way right over here to Mindy. We have Bibles for you. We want to make sure that you get everything you need to be successful. Today, our heart and our passion at His Tabernacle Family Church, we're not out to build a big church. We're out to build the big kingdom. God's kingdom come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is coming. The world and the signs of the time are like we've never seen before. You all know it. Sinners know it. Something's going on. And I want to encourage you. Make sure you're right. Make sure you're ready. Make sure you're sharing the gospel with people. And today, we get to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for being here. We love you. Enjoy your families today. Don't forget there's a petting zoo out front. Enjoy your day. Serve Jesus with all of your heart. We'll see you next week right here at His Tabernacle Family Church.
We sing hallelujah. We sing.